This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Podcast of audio reading service volunteers reading the obituaries from the Journal Gazette is provided by the Allen County Public Library for the sight and print impaired and made available with the permission and cooperation of the Journal Gazette.
We will now read obituaries from the weekend edition of the Journal Gazette for Saturday, September 27th. The following obituaries have been edited. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376.
And in Fort Wayne, Christine Mary Connor. Christine Mary Connor, 76, of Fort Wayne, passed away September 4th at Golden Years Homestead. Christine graduated from Southside High School and Ball State University. In 1971, she married James Benny Connor, to whom she was married 43 years until his death in 14. Chris was employed by Fort Wayne Community Schools, from which she retired in 2014, as well as Joanne Fabrics. She was a lifelong member of Plymouth Congregational Church. Her talent with needle and thread was well known and appreciated by many. Christine loved to travel, including to Africa with her sisters. Christine is survived by her sons, James, Pat, and Shaw Connor, sister Catherine Deal Rutherford, sister-in-law Betty Rutherford, and brother-in-law Ronnie Connor. A memorial service will be at 11 a.m. November 15th at Plymouth Congregational Church, with a gathering 1 hour prior and interment at Lindenwood Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Plymouth Congregational Church for Christine Mary Connor. Max Kenneth Berkes. Max Kenneth Berkes, 75, of Cherubusco, passed away September 24th. Arrangements by Sheets and Childs Funeral Home, Cherubusco, for Max Kenneth Berkes. Catherine Amelia Donahue. Catherine Amelia Donahue, 99, of Fort Wayne, passed away peacefully on September 23rd. Catherine graduated from Washington Center High School in 1944 and was a member of the St. John Lutheran Church. She worked at Lincoln National Bank and retired from Fort Wayne Community Schools. Catherine is survived by her daughter, Janine Eby, one granddaughter, and two great-grandchildren. Graveside service will be held at 11:30 a.m. September 29th at Green Lawn Memorial Park. And that was for Catherine Amelia Donahue.
Continuing in Fort Wayne, Lydia Skip Handy. Lydia Skip Handy, age 88, entered into eternal rest on September 17th at Coventry Meadows Nursing Home. With his love of learning and multiple interests, Skip had many careers over the years. After earning a Bachelor's of Science and a Master's degree at Indiana Central College and University of St. Francis, Skip began his teaching career. He taught at the Indiana Electronic Computer Programming School of Fort Wayne, which led to working as an administrator at the Indiana State School. While teaching at University of St. Francis, he also managed Canterbury Green Apartments. He owned Bailiwick Men's Clothing Store for several years. His retail career continued as a sales rep and manager of Dar's Porch and Patio. Lastly, he was the beloved administrator of the Allen County Red Cross. Skip spent his free time with family at his cottage on Jimerson Lake. Skip was a founding member of Aldersgate Methodist Church, Fort Wayne, where he and Cheryl attended. He is survived by his wife, Cheryl Handy, his children, Janelle Treloff, Aaron Rowdenbush, and Steve Handy. He was known as Papa by his six grandchildren. Donations made to Humane Fort Wayne, Aldersgate Methodist Church, and the Red Cross. A celebration of life is planned for November 9th. The family invites all friends and family to gather at the Landmark, Fort Wayne. Open house from 1 to 4 p.m. And that was for Ladia Skip Handy. Stephen J. Unsicker. Stephen J. Unsicker, 81, of Fort Wayne, passed away on September 25th. Arrangements by Harper's Community Funeral Home, New Haven, for Stephen J. Unsicker.
Still in Fort Wayne, Carol S. Sprunger Lehman. Carol S. Sprunger Lehman, 93, of Fort Wayne, passed away August 24th at the townhouse. She was surrounded by love and was beautifully cared for by the amazing townhouse staff and Heartland Hospice. She attended Byrne High School, class of 49, and following graduation received a music scholarship to Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio. She was a talented piano player and also played the accordion. On June 29, 1952, she married Jackson R. Lehman in Byrne and was married 61 years until Jack's death. Carol was able to enjoy many weekends and celebrations with the family at Jimerson Lake. She was a lifelong member of Plymouth Congregational Church, where she volunteered and served in various areas. Carol is survived by her children, Jan Funk, Ray Lehman, Susan Hogberg, and Denise Lehman. Seven grandchildren, and she was blessed with eight great-grandchildren. Memorial service is at 11:30 a.m., October 4th, at Plymouth Congregational Church, with calling 90 minutes prior. Private interment at Lindenwood Cemetery, Fort Wayne. Memorial contributions may be directed to Heartland Sings or Plymouth Congregational Church. Arrangements entrusted to D.O. McComb and Sons Funeral Home, Maplewood Park. And that was for Carol S. Sprunger Lehman. Barbara Jean Long Saulfrank. Barbara Jean Long Saulfrank, 95, of Fort Wayne, passed away on September 15th. Arrangements by D.O. McComb and Son Funeral Homes, Lakeside Park, for Barbara Jean Long Saulfrank.
Continuing in Fort Wayne, James W. Brake. James W. Brake, 95, of Fort Wayne, died on September 22nd at Lutheran Life Villages. Jim was born in Fort Wayne. He was a proud Southside High School archer, class of 1948. Jim served his country in active duty with the U.S. Air Force from 1949 to 1953. He also served in the U.S. Air Force Reserve from 1953 to 1960. In 2019, Jim went on Honor Flight number 33 to Washington, D.C., with Honor Flight Northeast Indiana. Jim's entire career was at General Electric. Jim loved woodworking, making Christmas Santas and wooden trains. He enjoyed his many adventures in Cape Coral, Florida, where he lived for about 10 years. Jim also loved a good Rob Roy. Jim is survived by his daughters, Deborah Romery and Laura Hetrick Hall. He is also survived by 4 grandchildren and also by 4 great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his first wife, Patricia, and second wife, Mary. Private graveside services, memorials to honor Flight Northeast Indiana, arrangements by Fairhaven Funeral Home and Cremation Services, interment at Lindenwood Cemetery for James W. Brake. And finally, in Fremont, Indiana, Sharon Faye Conrad David. Sharon Faye Conrad David, 84, of Fremont, passed away September 24th. Sharon graduated from Fort Wayne Southside High School in 1958. Survivors include her husband, Walter Jerry David, a daughter, Jane Weiler, 4 great-grandchildren, and a brother-in-law, Stephen David. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. September 29th at Beam's Funeral Home, Fremont. Funeral services will follow at 1 p.m. September 29th at Beam's Funeral Home. Burial will be at Greenlawn Cemetery, Orland, for Sharon Faye Conrad David. That concludes the obituaries from the weekend edition of the Journal Gazette for September 27th. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376. We will now take a short break and return with features from the living section.